The Ridge Meadows Home Show hired additional security in the wake of the Lapu-Lapu Day tragedy in Vancouver. Graham Van Stone, executive director of the show, told Maple Ridge City Council on July 8. An SUV was driven through the Filipino festival on April 26, leaving 11 people dead and a reported 32 injured, in the deadliest attack in Vancouver's history. The next weekend, the home show was held in Maple Ridge, drawing large crowds. Van Stone said the home show replaced parking volunteers and other public-facing staff with licensed security guards for this year's event. While this came at a substantial cost, the safety and well-being of our guests, exhibitors, and volunteers remains our highest priority, he said in a report to council. He said the number of guests was pegged at 22,490 this year, which was just 10 fewer than last year's tally, maintaining it the province's second-largest home show. In light of the current economic uncertainty, we consider that a strong turnout, and a testament to the community's continued interest in the event, said Van Stone. A new feature this year was an adult beverage zone that featured locally crafted drinks from the city's newest local beer crafters at Patch Brewery. The response was incredibly positive, and we see this as a strong opportunity to continue integrating more local flavor and hospitality into future shows, he said. He told council the show faces numerous challenges, including high rental costs. The fee for the One Middle Arena alone is $15,000, and in addition to this rent for a single sheet of ice, it costs another $8,000 to install a temporary floor and carpet over the ice surface. And even at that price, our team still empties the garbage cans ourselves, he said. He told councillors that the home show's nonprofit society has invested more than $250,000 for the grounds and buildings that support their event. The Ridge Meadows Home Show remains a cornerstone event for this community, and one that offers valuable opportunities for local business, families, and innovators to come together, said Van Stone. Caon. Onyeka Dozy and Mayor Dan Ruami noted the show is valuable as a showcase for local businesses. Caon. Coraline Carreras was impressed that it's the second largest show of its kind in the province. That's pretty cool, Maple Ridge does some cool things out there, she said. I've always loved going to it. And she applauded the added security. Thank you for shifting your security pieces so quickly after the tragedy in Vancouver at the Lapu-Lapu Festival, said Carreras, noting safety measures will need to be reconsidered at events. Caon. Judy Dweck thanked the nonprofit society and its volunteers for their work. It does not go unrecognized, said Dweck.